Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, fellas. How's it going?
It's going well. I know you would never be this irresponsible with your reporting, but have you seen any of the headlines this morning that made it sound like Dak Prescott's house got taken away and they forced him to watch it get destroyed? Like, his mansion is getting torn down to make something more modern that fits with him and his family's life. But the way the headlines describe it, it's like Dak watches his house get torn down. It makes it sound like he didn't pay his bills and they were like, and this is what happens.
Where was this?
It was
Post or
and TMZ, even the morning news picked it up per a TMZ report. I was like, it's not really he's fine. He knew that was going to happen, and it's okay. But they made it sound really terrible,
and it got attention, didn't it?
It did. So
that's all that counts.
I did fall right into their trap.
I'm glad I missed it, right?
Yeah, very, very fair. Now, a lot of buzz about the potential return of Deron Bland. I know it will depend on how much he could actually play, but what kind of dynamic does that add for the Cowboys if he can, in fact, go on Sunday?
Well, obviously, you get a starter Pro Bowler back. My understanding is, though, that he may be able to get in some plays, but not come back as a 60-snap starter.
Okay.
That it might be a shared position. I think they feel good about Kalen Carson getting back this week. The other thing is, coming off IR, he can have a ramp-up time, too. Right, and you see how he practices, and then you decide if you really want to take him off or not.
So yeah.
I think that one has to be seen. He's been doing more on the resistance cords out on the field, so that was a good sign, doing some running. But when's the last time he played football?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Right? And so... Normally they're somewhat cautious about that, but maybe, behind the scenes he's been working out and doing a lot more with the trainers. So, yeah, it would help to have him back, but I just don't know how many snaps he'd be able to handle this soon.
Mickey, I was just kind of looking at the transition this defense is the front has made, and I know pieces are missing and everything, but two consecutively good games stopping the run.
Yeah, after two really bad games.
Yes. And that's why I'm kind of curious on your thoughts on the sustainability of what they're doing now. Is this smoke and mirrors, or is this just lining up and winning?
Well, I think it's maybe, understanding what your responsibilities are. I think the guys in the middle, the defensive tackles, have played well. And at least in this game, I thought You know, the guys held down the edge decently. And so, you know, that certainly helps. And, and maybe just, you know, having played. I mean, I think as we've seen, Mozzie Smith has gotten better, I think, each game. And you know, he had four tackles this last game. So he went 3-4-4, I think it was. And so, yeah, I think when you play better in the middle, you know, you have a better, you know, results. And the other thing is, I think you mentioned it, it's about matchups, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you matched up against these teams and what they had up front better than you did the other teams. And maybe these guys are getting the idea of what they need to do defensively to stop the run. They're growing, maybe. And I think we get a better idea on Sunday with Detroit because they come in with two running backs. They're awfully good. I think I saw a headline that they were ranked the second best pair of running backs in the league after five games.
Yep.
So this will be a test because they ran again. I think they went for like 125 against the Cowboys in the game last year. And they had like 400 and some yards total offense, if
yeah.
I remember. I think here's the way we ought to look at it. Let's see what happens in this game. And again, you're going to be playing with, you know, kind of two hands tied behind your back with guys missing, and you're just hoping that, you know, how you played this last game with a bunch of young guys now. Teams will have tape on them and they can see how they play and have a better idea how to attack T. Wheat, right? The guy's
yeah.
got a nickname already.
Yes.
I think he's played three games.
I like it.
So we'll see if it's sustainable.
So with that in mind, because I'm totally with you about, you know, the hands behind your back, kind of what you're going into it with. There was a sequence of plays that I was like, that can't happen. I know the Cowboys won, but back-to-back plays, Malik Hooker couldn't hold on to the interception, and then Carl Lawson couldn't pick up the fumble recovery that he was on top of.
I don't know how he didn't get that. That's unbelievable.
Yes, absolutely. I know the Cowboys won, but that feels like a sequence of events that will cost you in another game if you don't take advantage of grabbing one of those turnovers.
Well, you would like to. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's not a given that you're going to get those. And
sure.
It's not like the guy screwed up or anything. They just kind of, you know, you don't catch it. You got to catch it. I think Hooker had won the game before, right?
Yes. Yes, he did.
If I remember correctly.
I believe that is correct.
It was a deep ball, and he did a good job as the safety over the top and got there, which was kind of funny. I don't know if I told you guys this story. When we were leaving for the Giants game, the bus we were on got crowded, and the players, sometimes they don't sit on the buses. They were on kind of the bus we're supposed to be on, and it got crowded. And he got on late, and he sat next to me. And it's like, okay, I got to get up. He's supposed to have the row to himself. So I said, hey, I'll get up and move. And he goes, oh, man, thanks. And it went across my mind to say, yeah, just pay me back with an interception. I didn't say it, right?
Next time.
And then he had the ball in his hands, and I said, oh, I should have said something. Maybe he would have caught it, you know? But yeah, you would.
If you would have just said something, he would have gotten it.
Yeah, he would have said, "Oh, Mickey said, I'm going to catch this.
I better
right?
catch this one."
Yeah, it was just kind of funny how it turned out. But anyway, yeah, you want to see that, to be able to catch the that pass. Well, you know, Overshown was still kind of knocking himself. It was running into the locker room after the game that he didn't end the game with an interception. He was going, I'll get it next time. That ain't happen again. I'll get it next time. So, yeah, but at least there was those opportunities, right? You forced a fumble.
Yes.
I think it was Linville Joseph, right?
Yes, who had a couple of impact plays.
He pancaked that guy on his back.
He did. That was awesome.
And then got to the quarterback, forced the fumble, and it's like, okay, Lawson, it's all yours. And I think the other offensive lineman beat him to the punch.
Now, I probably shouldn't get my hopes up, but Mike McCarthy said they'll have a better idea about Micah Parsons' chances of playing today.
Yeah.
But probably not, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would, I can't imagine it's even 50-50, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's a high ankle sprain.
Yeah.
And those things usually take a couple weeks. I remember, it was the 2007 playoff game against the Giants, and Terrell Owens tried to play with a high ankle sprain, and he did, and he wasn't Terrell Owens. And it I'm not saying it hurt him, but the Giants realized he wasn't a threat, right? And they adjusted their defense accordingly. So it's hard to get back in just, 2 weeks, sit out a week, and then, you know, I guess, you know, they probably figure he doesn't need a heck of a lot of practice. Let it kind of heal up and see what happens by Saturday. But, yeah, I mean, it's a hopeful thing, but I don't know that you should count on it, especially with the and I know they don't look at it this way. You got to bye next week. Why bring them back early? You know, when guys can play, you want them to play. You don't factor that in. But if it's iffy, I think you err on the side of caution.
Yeah, I that feels like a fair perspective for sure. Thank you very much, good sir.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's up with you again tomorrow?
All right. Sounds good. See you guys.
There you go. Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com. Now, we talked about it a little bit earlier today. Go ahead and give me that cut number 7, because you cannot hype this game up enough.
Out of the gun, has the snap, little shoulder waggle, throws for the end zone, wide open, we go. Caught. Touchdown, Texas. 17 yards, Arch Manning, nice little shoulder wiggle, and Wingo wide open in the corner of the end zone.
That is a tough thing to say, shoulder wiggle with Wingo in the corner. Mm-hmm. And I was impressed that he got that done. So we look at the game. I was hoping I could go to you real quick for people who haven't experienced it before. Have you been to Texas OU at the Cotton Bowl?
No.
Really?
I have not been to that one yet. I've always watched it relatively close to it.
Yep.
Grandparents lived really close to the Cotton Bowl.
Yep.
So I was usually at the grandparents' house watching it.
Okay.
And then when Adrian went to OU, that was whenever we would, you know, find some bars to go with all our friends. They would come in town, and then we'd just spend the whole weekend doing that stuff. But the experience around it, I've been to the fair
while it's going on.
And it's awesome because it's kind of empty. But you better get out before the game's over because that floods afterwards.
That was when my grandfather would take us to the fair.
Smart time to go.
And I didn't understand at the time. I was like, there's all these people there. And then when we were doing it, I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense. So the Dallas Morning News had a really, I believe it was Maya Taylor, had a really good article kind of giving you a group of local kids to watch for in the Texas OU game. Probably won't surprise you to know it starts with Quinn Ewers, who led the Longhorns to a 49-0 win over Oklahoma in 2022. Obviously, he is a Southlake Carroll product. Billy Bowman Jr., the Oklahoma defensive back, and obviously, if you want to stop and talk about any of these players, that's totally fine. From Denton Ryan, Jonte Cook II, that is a five-star wide receiver prospect out of DeSoto. Then we bounce. We're going to go back and forth on these teams.
I just feel, Kevin, since Carter, my Carter has been so invested in football recently, yep, every Saturday it's turn it on, as you know, in the morning, and just we're watching football all day long and making sure when we're in the car we're listening if we have a game here on the Fan.
You can hear this game on 1080 Saturday.
It just seems like every time a big time play happens, it's a kid from Texas. Just a kid from the area that you're like, oh, and they're like, and from Dallas, Texas, or from McKinney. You're like, holy cow, we just produce. Every college has people from Texas.
Well, here's part of the reason for that. Peyton Bowen, with Oklahoma, he was the Dallas Morning News utility player of the year. He went to Denton Geyer. He's on Oklahoma. Colin Simmons, the edge for Texas, he went to Duncanville. He's a five-star All-American, twice-named defensive MVP. So you don't just get the players. You get, like, the best of the best. And you just saw this. Michael Hawkins Jr., he got his first start, led the Sooners to the comeback win over Auburn. He's from Frisco, yeah, Emerson, which is actually in the city of Mesquite, which is kind of confusing, and I understand all of that. Anthony Hill Jr., he was the number one recruit from Dallas last year, also out of Denton Ryan. So you see that Denton Ryan is going to have a huge impact on this game. Eli Bowen, the younger brother of Peyton Bowen. Again, another Denton Ryan player. He's a defensive back for Oklahoma. The kicker for Texas, Brett Auburn. He's from Flower Mound. And one of the offensive linemen, Branson Hickman, he is a transfer from SMU, and he went to Jesuit. So they're scattered all across these rosters.
I know Jackson Arnold was the one that everybody was getting really excited for OU, but that what changed. Hawkins has done has been really exciting. And the way that Seth Luttrell is using him, I mean, early in the game last week when the field broke wide open and parted like the Red Sea. You know, it was, and all of a sudden he sees it. The play was designed for that, though. You had two crossing patterns, and as soon as they vacated, the middle of the field was open, and Hawkins took off, and he, you know, takes 140 yards for a touchdown. But he's made some really good throws too. His ability to run, you know, scares a lot of people. He's still growing into this, though, and I think that's something to watch is Ewers and what they're doing at UT versus what you have with Hawkins. He's still growing into the role. They might be a little behind on what Texas is doing, but they're getting there at this point too. But it's going to, like, the quarterback play is going to be the thing that dominates the excitement, I believe.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for My Buddy's an Idiot. Does your friend have a terrible sports or a pop culture opinion, or did they cancel your Vrbo 3 days before you're supposed to go on vacation? Let us know. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
12 seconds to go. Trying to end it up against the wall, which would be fitting. 3 seconds to go. The Florida Panthers have won the Stanley Cup.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. I don't believe they are, but I'm going to ask about Florida and Utah fans. In My Buddy's an Idiot, 877-881-1053, is there any chance that you think Florida or Utah fans are idiots because they are both 100% confident for this year? Now, I would argue Florida is the defending Stanley Cup champions.
Oh,
so I get that.
Okay, all right.
Utah, well, they didn't have a team before, so they're probably
their
like
confidence sky high.
Yeah, I'm good either way. So, do you think either one of those teams are idiots, especially since Utah just won their first game last night?
I do not.
I don't either.
Florida should be confident, as you said. And Utah, what reason do they have not to be? Other than that franchise historically not good.
That franchise historically is undefeated.
Well, but isn't it the Coyotes franchise?
Hey!
Like, that's technically, it's their history book, right? Or does the history book stay in the city?
That is a good question. Like, they're not giving another team to Arizona or Phoenix again, are they?
I don't know.
Okay.
They gave another team to Houston.
It's a good point.
Even though they probably like have the size to get that. But no, man, I think the confidence level, if you're at 100%, you can feel that way. Yeah, go ahead and do it. Besides, Florida likes to throw rats on the ice anyway. So
true.
That's confidence right there.
Am I allowed to think, at least this morning, that the people at Vrbo are idiots? We are going to Vermont on Saturday. This will be state number 49 on my quest to go to all 50 states.
You'll only be missing
Hawaii.
Thanks a lot, COVID.
Got this text this morning. We are sorry to inform you that we are a management company and our client has been non-responsive. Owners pass away or sell their units without informing us. You're going to get a refund. Well, that's great. I hope so. But also, we're leaving in 3 days and that place is not super cheap to begin with. And this is going to be difficult. Also, should I be concerned that the people who I was going to rent this place from might have died? Because that's what it says in the text. They might have died. We don't know.
Here's Kevin, there are a lot of things that could have happened.
True.
Let me give you some examples.
Oh, no.
All right?
Okay.
Example number one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they had to sell the home.
Okay.
Maybe they were just like, you know what? Somebody came in, offered them a new price. They sold it.
Okay.
Option number two. Maybe they were affected by Hurricane Helene, and that's why they had to sell the home.
Oh, man.
Option number three. New baby on the way. And now they had to sell the home because, and so.
Babies are expensive.
Yeah. Option number four. The home doesn't exist anymore.
Oh,
Dak Prescott had it torn down.
No, that's
so that
a different
build a new
thing.
Mansion, and Dude Perfect was there to make sure that they filmed it all.
That is a different thing. Look, as far as I know, Dak Prescott didn't also own that property in Vermont. But to be fair, it doesn't say. It says they couldn't contact the owner. Maybe it's because Dak is busy with the season.
How awesome, though. Let's say you're going there, you lay in there, you looked at all the pictures, you never saw any Cowboys gear inside, but then you open the door and there's Dak Prescott poster on the wall and there's, you're like, hold on, is this Dak's house in Vermont? That would be really cool.
Yes, that would be freaking awesome.
Option number four.
Right, as of now, we have nowhere to stay.
Somebody had just put the address on VRBO. And they were going to take the money for it, but they don't really have the VRBO home there. I don't know if that, I think they do a really good job of making sure that can't happen. I do know, though, Bobby was talking about a place this summer you could rent pools on the site. Mm-hmm. Like you could rent somebody's pool out by the 4-hour windows or something. And people were just putting they knew somebody lived in a pool and they knew they would be gone. So they would just put theirs on there for a few hours and rent out the pool for somebody else's house. And they were getting money off of it. And people would come home and be like, what are you doing in my backyard?
Okay. I saw a setup that it felt like a little bit of false advertising because it was a camper setup and it said, hey, rent this lot, camper not included. And I was like, but your picture has the camper.
Well, that's where the owner's staying.
It's okay. So
that he can look at you.
It is good to Or exactly. So I guess it is good to go ahead and read all of that. All right.
But that sucks, man. I'm really sorry because I know that's, hey, man, you have plans. You're excited about vacation.
Yes. So we probably won't sleep in our car. We'll see what happens. All right. I want to throw this out there because I kind of forgot that this place existed. Maybe they don't really exist anymore. But believe it or not, Deadspin is in My Buddy's an Idiot. I know you might be like, hold on, is this story from 10 years ago? Not quite. Deadspin tried to get a lawsuit dismissed because they're a bunch of nimrods. They ran an article accusing a, at the time, 9-year-old Chiefs fan of being racist. See, what they did was the kid had his face painted red and black for the Chiefs while wearing a headdress. There's all kinds of pictures of him with the red and black paint on. Deadspin decided to show it from only one angle, so it looks like the kid just painted up in blackface and put a headdress on to be, I guess as they called it, double racist. First of all, he's 9. Second of all, that kid actually does have Native American heritage.
Oh, wow.
So if you're going to ding him for that, like his family members are Native American, and so he has Native American roots. So I don't think that's going to work. I understand about the other part, but he did also paint himself red. I don't think he was trying to make any sort of racial statement with this. He was a kid. And Deadspin try to get the case dismissed. And of course, people were like, no, we're not going to dismiss the case because you clearly did this on purpose.
Dude, Deadspin has stuff on their website still.
They do?
Yeah.
Is it like, still about Manti Te'o?
One of the top 10 MLB manager candidates for 2024. Will Venable.
Regular season ended.
Most likely to get the gig for 2025 is a 2024 bench coach.
Okay.
Wow, that's Deion Sanders. All right, they've gone.
They've heard the show.
Yeah, so
I appreciate that.
But yeah, this is it. I didn't know they still put stuff on their website.
Neither did I.
How much longer do you think that works?
Neither did the rest of the world, I don't think. I don't know anybody who knew. So you provided a good service for them.
Option number 5, Kevin.
Okay.
The house was actually a tent, and they figured that you're going to catch on to it at some point.
Okay.
So I'm done with all the options there.
And no, I'm not off next week. I'll be gone Monday and Tuesday, but then I'll be back. All right? So we're having a short vacation in Vermont.
There will be no show on Monday or Tuesday.
What? So no. We're just gonna, no.
If you're not here, then what we do is you think we do the show, but we don't.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's just dead air from 10 to 2.
Oh, that just kind of blew my mind.
Oddly, ratings go up. It's wild. So.
Oh, man. That is.
He said you suck.
Hey.
I didn't say that.
That is hurtful.
That's what you took from it.
But look, if you don't do the show on Monday and Tuesday, what are the Ticket going to do for their shows on Wednesday and Thursday? They'll be lost without listening. So. I don't know how that's going to work.
Now, Mike will be in on Tuesday. It'll be myself and Wolchuk on Monday.
Okay.
With Alec doing dominant work like he always does.
I like it. Georgia, specifically wide receiver Colby Young. Is he an idiot? He was arrested on assault and battery of an unborn child, according to Athens-Clarke County Jail. Georgia gave you the standard. This is a pending legal matter. We have no comment, blah, blah, blah. Athens-Clarke County Police, per their incident report, said that a 20-year-old woman who described herself as Young's ex-girlfriend told the police that she went to his apartment around midnight to discuss their relationship. The conversation allegedly got heated. She discovered he was on the phone with another woman, and Young grabbed her left arm near her bicep and tricep and physically pulled her out of the room and was using derogatory terms about her as he pushed her out of the room.
Yikes. That's bad.
Yeah.
That is bad. Do we happen to know if there was any substance involved in this, or is this just...
I don't know that. Okay. I will say, and I'm really sorry, I just was going to tell you one more thing. allegedly he began to squeeze her torso and abdomen, and she believes like he was trying to hurt her or
that's scary.
Potentially.
That is the baby. Very yeah. scary. Jeez.
And I know Georgia has a great football program, but man.
They've had a lot of stuff happen recently.
They're like the Kansas City Chiefs in terms of being really good, but having like lots and lots of legal issues surrounding them.
Any Urban Meyer team.
That's a good point.
Feels like it's kind of all Urban Meyer teams were like this at one point.
Yes.
Because Kevin, you did have a stat that said that during Urban Meyer's tenures, his programs were the.
Ohio State had the highest arrest rate in all of Division I football. Or I'm sorry. FBS football, and then eventually it became Florida. Coincidentally enough, right when Urban Meyer went to Florida as well.
I think it's flipped. I think it was the other. I think it was Florida first.
Then. And then I'm sorry,
but it's okay.
You're
the
right.
The point is made.
Otherwise, it would look like he was great at stopping crime.
So then, do you like aim your shots at Kirby Smart here, or you're like, nah, it's until further notice.
Yeah, there's been a lot of they've had a lot of driving incidents. So this is really scary.
Because that part of the conversation is were there problems before and the guy said, I don't care, they helped me win. And
yeah.
The question of are coaches really there to help you get to the next level? Somebody brought up Lincoln Riley didn't let Caleb Williams do interviews.
Yeah.
And is that really helping him at the next level? I think that's what the college coaches' jobs are. I know their jobs are a lot more because they get paid a lot to do it, and they're business too. But getting them to that next place is really part of it.
Now, for the 3-2-1, a very important question. Does that mean we're going to get the Corey Majors show?
Only if you spell it right.
That is a good point. We do have that drop somewhere, and I love it. And also, did you see that a woman who filed a lawsuit against Vince McMahon in the WWE is suing to have all of the NDAs waived? Holy moly. Can you imagine if all of those NDAs are waived and all of the people can say what they want about Vince McMahon? I don't think that will happen.
Probably
but,
not.
But if it did, holy moly.
Kevin, I just saw a retweet from Alec.
Oh, Alec hey, Medford.
Me. He retweeted Jaden, said, just won Cowboys tickets while listening to 105.3 The Fan. That's why you have to Tolo. Congratulations, Jaden. And that's two tickets, right, for him? A pair of tickets?
Yes, correct.
So if you're like a date for him or whatever, like
I
find
do
that
not
man.
Know his...
go party with him.
Yeah, I do not know his social situation or anything like that, so I can't say.
Find that man and party with him.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, fair enough. I just didn't
want Tolo.
I just don't want to put him on the spot in case he's like, I'm married and I have three kids, and I'm like, oh, we probably shouldn't be setting you up on a date. Vince McMahon.
Kevin, and I know we got to go here, but when we're out and about, how often do you hear somebody yell Tolo at you? Because I hear everywhere I go, I'll be like, they'll just go, Tolo! And I'm like, what? Hello. I love it. I know I love it, Alec. It's awesome. And I hope it happens to you a lot more here in the future too, man. But it's really cool to see that. I would love if that's just how we start addressing each other when we see each other in public. Like
okay.
You're just at a Cowboys game and you're just like, Tolo. And everybody's like, oh, and it's all back and forth. And then we all congregate together and have some fun at a party. I love that stuff, man.
Let's see what we can do. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Why are NFL games closer than ever this season? Let's do that next right here on The Fan.
They float it. He's going to heave one for the quick run. Pylon drops it in. J.J. Jones. That's a North Carolina touchdown.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. That's a little Drake May as he will be the new starting quarterback for the New England Patriots. Right now, let's talk about that and go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
There we go!
Gridiron Gravy, of course, brought to you by Rhino Shield. Why paint your house when you can shield your home? Visit RhinoShieldTX.com. Now, Corey, we're going to start with this. Aaron Rodgers, I resent the, quote, patently false allegations that I got Robert Saleh fired. Now,
you could have stopped it. I resent. And I would have been like, yeah, that makes sense, Aaron Rodgers.
That is a good point. Now, I'm not saying he did get him fired. I'm not saying he didn't.
Right.
What do you think is the public perception breakdown of if Aaron Rodgers was responsible for this firing.
60% think that he did.
Okay.
And
that's actually a little lower than I might have guessed. That's interesting.
For a couple different reasons. Maybe it is 80%. For a couple different reasons. One, again, that very awkward hug where he said, no, I said 2-score lead. Yeah, but you didn't smile when you did it.
Yeah.
You just pushed him off of you and were like, ugh. So that's one of the main reasons. The other one, too, is Aaron Rodgers is Game of Thrones, the Jets. He's gone in there and slowly acquired all the power. Just think about how many people he brought along with him. I was watching an ESPN show this morning, and they spent the whole morning on the Jets. And I was like, how is this possible?
Yeah.
But the guy was like, hey, look, I mean, just think about this. When Brady left, he didn't take Gronk with him. He brought him in later. But he went down there and took over a whole new team and then took them on as identity. When Aaron Rodgers left and got there, he had to take people with him so they could explain why Aaron Rodgers is the way he is. And it'll work out if you just work with him.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the things. That's the other part of it is Aaron Rodgers had to have people there so that he could be like, hey, I'm going to gain power, but I need you there with me along this way. And Saleh never really had it. Now, there's still multiple problems with that team and problem with the quarterback too. So Saleh was just the guy. I'm just surprised that they did it this early in the season. That feels like something that should have happened in the off season or should have waited until this next off season.
Now, somebody asked about this in My Buddy's an Idiot. Jabril Peppers. We were talking about the Patriots. Jabril
you got it,
Peppers
buddy.
Did not play for the Patriots on Sunday because of a shoulder injury. However, now he's not going to play for a different reason. He has been put on the commissioner's exempt list. He was arrested last weekend after police responded, and this is going to be a lot, to an incident involving a woman at his home, arraigned on Monday on charges of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, strangulation, and possession of cocaine.
Holy cow.
So that's a lot right there, right? And I wanted to talk about this for just a second. There's an NFL executive that came out and said arrests are down in the NFL by half since the Ray Rice case. All right. So that happened in 2011, I believe. There were 74 player arrests. In 2024, only 38. And if you look at, 2023, only 38. So about in half. Here's where I'm curious, though, because that's good. Like, less people getting arrested, hopefully, is a good thing. Here are the domestic violence cases reported via the NFL to date. The highest they ever hit was 9 in 2013 and 2017, until last year when it was 11, which was a little bit less than the 3 prior years combined.
Okay.
So I get, like, if you're in the NFL, you want to spin it to make the numbers like look good for you, and getting half the arrests is good. But can you sell that message all the way when your domestic violence arrests are also higher than they've ever been for when they've had reported data? Now, the reported data only goes back to 2011. I certainly concede that. But can you sell, look how low our arrests are when it's like, yeah, domestic violence percentage of those is really going up?
Man, that's an interesting question.
Because I don't know if I know the answer.
Because the arrests
either.
Are down.
Yeah, correct.
That's a reality.
They're way down.
And that's what they're saying, right?
Yes.
They're not saying, they didn't say anything about the domestic violence incidences.
And, oh, well.
Or did they?
Actually, this goes back to their original response. They said domestic violence and sexual assault are huge societal problems. Because you remember when the Ray Rice thing happened? They wanted to make sure, and I get this, that they didn't want people to think it was an NFL-only problem. It's like a societal problem. And that is very fair.
And, I mean, I was just kind of considering this, like, at this building. I bet you got a few people that have these things that have happened.
Unfortunately, probably.
And because you do find it in a lot of different places. That's an interesting conversation there. I think, again, the arrest part of it is there. I hope that I hope that people find the reason that those angers come out and find that kind of help that they need. Because we talk about mental health. It's not just about depression. And your depression oftentimes is going, when you're hurt, you're going to lash out at people. Yes. That's just, that happens a lot of times. And, you know, the pressures that these guys, these millionaire athletes have, and the pressures that we have as just regular people of trying to make it through life. You know, these things happen to us, and then the things that have happened in our past start to build up, or things that are happening immediately in that time. I hope they're finding and helping in that respect too.
Yeah.
But I do think, Kevin, that the Rice example.
And it is Ray Rice. I know some people were like, Rashee Rice? No, we're going back to Ray Rice.
Maybe that was not necessarily a turning point, but more of a position of clarity for everybody.
Okay.
Of recognizing that it exists. And even the people that were victims of it started saying, I do feel more comfortable having a discussion, telling people about it rather than hiding it and saying, well, I mean, he's my meal train, you know, my meal ticket.
Yeah.
I have to do whatever he says, and I just got to keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, which is unfortunate. Man, I really hope people don't feel that way. I mean, I'm sure they do.
And that's what I'm saying is I feel like more people have gotten to the point of I'm more willing to report it because that's the thing that I need to do.
You know, it's really interesting to kind of tangent off this, and I'm sorry if people don't care about this at all. We watched the Menendez Brothers TV show and documentary on Netflix. And one of the things that those guys talk about is they talk a lot about sexual assault and how they feel like society's thoughts about sexual assault towards men have like changed dramatically over the last 25 to 30 years. Cause it used to be, don't be a baby.
Yeah.
Or like whatever. And they think that impacted their trial. And it's a whole big thing. Like if you're interested, I would recommend watching it.
Todd Archer is saying that the Cowboys have officially started Deron Bland's practice window as he's coming back from foot surgery.
Okay.
I did also credit Nick Eatman for, you know, opening that up.
Yes. So. All right.
Nice. I like when the reporters credit. Yes. Thanks to Calvin Watkins for giving me credit, me personally, in the morning news over the weekend for a question that we asked Jerry. Yeah. And now it looks like that's become a very big talking point amongst the Cowboys and the media members too. That's interesting.
Soft rebuild. All right. A couple more things for you. We might have to talk about how much closer these NFL games have gotten tomorrow. Sorry about that. Vikings beat the Jets. You already know that. They are 5-0 for the first time since 2016, but also 4-0 in international games. That's the best record without a loss for any team in these international games.
Really?
So good on the Vikings for that.
Yeah.
This one you might not want to hear as much. Jaden Daniels.
Is good.
He is good. 77.1% of his passes have been completed. That's the second highest completion percentage by a player in their team's first games. Not a rookie, a player behind only Hall of Famer Drew Brees.
Oh, really?
And the reason why I say you might not want to hear this is we're not here to dispute that he's good whatsoever. It's just, he's good to a terrifying level of how unbelievable he's been already.
You know, and we discussed it, you know, a little bit yesterday. I got to give Cliff Kingsbury a lot of credit, too, for early in the season. Hey, you know, we're going to do this. We're going to build, gaining trust with Jaden Daniels along the way, to the point where over this weekend, Daniels is running back down the sideline and he goes, let's throw it deep. Let's uncloak one. And he says, all right, I'll call the play. Touchdown. Like that, now that relationship between those two guys, which I think that's what Cliff Kingsbury's good at. He's not a good head coach, never has been. Really good offensive coordinator. And right now he's in his bag and he's got the quarterback to do it with.
Now you look at the second year version of that is CJ Stroud, 5,500 yards passing in his first 20 games. That is the fourth most ever behind Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, and Kurt Warner. So pretty good company to have there. And by the way, if you've been keeping track, Xavier McKinney now has 5 straight games with interceptions. So
great.
That's okay. You don't have to be happy about it. I'm just telling you it's a thing that's happening. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, the different paths the Mavs and Stars took to reload for the season. Let's talk about it next right here on The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.